Hey, welcome everybody, Mark and
Anna Davis here.
Anna Davis, we're really glad to have you here. Welcome to Dream Connections and our regular Tuesday night webinar, 9 o'clock, just plan on Eastern time every Tuesday night. We're here to coach and help guys win, help more guys to find what we have. And we love you very much. And what we do here is we're a company that's just dedicated to helping create more couples. And guys who in their heart feel like they're the half they're looking for, their spouse is probably in another country, but they don't know how to find it. So literally you guys come here to ask other couples who have found it, the path they've taken, and then we do that. So tonight's gonna be a very special presentation, and I have got an outline here tonight. So what I'm gonna do is normally on Tuesdays I do teaching. Tonight's no different, except that every point I go through, I'm basically gonna ask my wife to respond and give her take on it. So she's been doing some wonderful projects today, and I kind of gave her a quick run through. She says, babe, just go for it, and I'll tell you my thoughts. So the beautiful thing about marrying a foreign woman is that you're going to get candid thoughts, and it's going to be very real. So let's just go through it, and here's the outline for tonight on the topic of sex and international dating. Really, it's about relationships and marriage in the international world between people from different countries. And so here's the overview. What makes for a good lover? Attitude differences between foreign and Western cultures. The natural progression in relationships, and I think this is important. Making it a priority in your marriage to remain sexual and sexually attractive. And then your responsibilities in your relationship, and then some concluding remarks. So here's where I want to kick it off tonight. What makes for a good lover? And I mentioned this to Anna earlier today. Pardon us as we take a drink.
Like a couple.
I know, right? It's like we're connected or something. That's adorable. So I told Anna, I had this conversation with this guy who hit me up on Facebook today, and he just posted this, and I'm going to do this with a Beavis and Butthead voice, my best Beavis and Butthead impression. Here was the comment.
I've never heard it before.
Sorry. No? Are these women good in bed?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? And I said, well, are you? He said, yeah, I'm very good. And of course, I just said, compared to what? And really, it's the wrong question. And so there's really no helpful answer to it. But what I want to do tonight is talk about what the right and more helpful answers are. A good lover is in tune with what brings pleasure to their happiness. It's going to vary from time to time, instance to instance. So you're not required to comment on this, but if you'd like to, feel free. In sex, honestly, it's more of a matter of connection and chemistry than technique, but we're going to cover all of the above. I want to talk about, first of all, the perfect lover. And so if we take the model, I do this in everything we do in our relationship teaching and in everything else. I like to start with a model. And if you know what it looks like at a perfect state, then at least you can see where you compare and how to get up to it. So you'll have to give me your opinion if you agree with me on this as the perfect. First of all, the masculine lover, the perfect masculine lover, is really a theory. And it's from this movie. I use this example. Mel Gibson's character in What Women Want. Remember when he could read the girl's mind? And all of a sudden, he could respond and do everything she wanted. And she's like, oh my gosh, he blew my mind. He was the most incredible lover because he kept listening and hearing and seeing what was working and what wasn't working.
Yeah, sometimes women don't know what they want themselves. So if you try to make sure she's happy and she doesn't know what they want, it's kind of hard too. But it's definitely, you definitely have to listen. And I always say communication is key between anyone.
So you have to ask. And I think it's funny, she says sometimes women don't know what they want.
Nope. And, you know, there's a problem with you guys, especially foreign guys, because, like, I remember my husband in the beginning. He's like, tell me what you want. How can I help you? What can I do? I'm like, I don't know what I want. Stop asking me. But that's just a regular life. You know, I'm not talking about anything else compared to this topic. I'm just saying sometimes women don't know what they want. And you just have to
be the man and lead and try. So I'll get into leadership in a little bit here. Okay, so the perfect feminine lover character. And again, most of you guys are probably not going to know this reference, but there was a Star Trek episode with this character called the Animorph. And this was a legendary female that was became part of this species like every 100 years. And when this woman came out, her ability was to intuitively just blend into everything the guy wanted and to read him and to deliver everything he wanted emotionally, intellectually, sexually. And so the hang on a second. Pardon me. One thing real quick, guys. Time out. Let's see. Got it. Okay. Sorry for the pause. And so the Animorph was a woman that came about every about 100 years through this species. And so they decided to make this person a gift to this other nation as a way to bridge to stop the wars. And her ability to blend with the whole episode was about the seductive nature of this woman was just able to be whatever this guy wanted without him even saying anything.
Now I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll show you the episode. I think we have all those. I think we do. But anyway, a little of those are both sides are fantasy. I mean, first of all, men can't read women's minds, and frankly, they wouldn't want to.
No way. It's there.
That's what Anna says. Baby, you just wouldn't want to know. But the perfect lover senses the pleasure, triggers in their partner, and then pushes those buttons. So like when you know what really gets her going, you just want to make sure that she feels us and gets us. Done?
Yes. And it can be different things. You know, she can be in, she can like something. And then if you get her those, it's just so much easier. And I don't know. Can you compare me to Home Depot? I like to do construction work. My husband knows it and he gets me nice stuff and I'll be happy about it. So it's just about you seeing what she likes and kind of deliver it, and it makes her happy. Not necessarily have to be sexual. You can give a gift, which can give you a big meaning, mm-hmm. and then she'll be happy about it.
No, that's a good point. It's like, don't assume in your mind what's going to make her happy.
Yeah. No.
That's the point. You know? Some people think, you know, some women like flowers, which is great. My wife wants a gift card to Home Depot, so... You want to make your woman happy just about learning about her. All right. The perfect lover draws on the mutual energy and then pushes it deeper, increasing the intensity of the experience. And that comes with both in sex and outside of sex. It's like when you feel this incredible connection, you just want to, it's so cute. Sometimes you just want to go, you just want to like, because it's so intense. And she goes, I just want to bite you. That's her phrase to me. And it's like, she just feels these great feelings. Don't bite me right now. And the perfect lover pursues deep interpersonal connections at all times. It's not just when you're in the sex, you know, it's feeling the playful energy and the intensity at all times. And then that just drives that there's a natural progression of what you just feel for each other all day long. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to draw her out more. I did this outline, but it's like, I need her participation. So I'll figure it out. So let me talk about, and this is where you guys are going to relate to this because you've been in the dating world for so long. This is going to push some pain points, I'm sure, but it's okay. Bear with me. Talk about different attitudes of Western women, and they go as follows, and I'll try to be, you know, honest but nice. There was an interesting comparison. What I wanted to just give you the contrast between domestic attitudes. Now, we were out one time with a Russian wife who said, she was commenting on the inner social circle, right? All these women were complaining about their husband wanted sex so much. And she mentioned just you. She says, you know, is it really that hard to give your husband sex? Remember this conversation? Mm-hmm. Has you ever been a place where you're like, you've heard other people, Western women talk, and you're going like, wow.
I have the stories, yeah. But not personally, I don't know any people like that because I work an amazing job and I have amazing people around me, but yeah, people are a little bit different here. They attempt to hold hostage each other with whatever things you have. I think husband and wife have responsibilities between each other. You know, you have to do something. You have to do something for you, and this is just a common sense. This is how marriage works, and I don't think that's normal to not do that.
Yeah, it was strange to me too. I told the story before about my buddy Rudy. I was at his wedding, and I love this young guy. He was a good kid. He had found a woman that really, you know, made him excited and in love with his life. And on his wedding day, because I was the best man, and I told her, I says, you know, I really love my brother, and I hope to just make him happy and give him sex all he wants and just snuggle up with him. And on his wedding day, she tells me, oh no, he'll get that if he's a good boy. And I was like, on his wedding day, you know, and it just kind of breaks my heart that anybody in their mind would even think that something as sacred as like intimacy could be used that way, you know, as a bargaining chip, as something that you would negotiate with somebody for good behavior. And
in Ukraine, there's no way it's gonna happen.
You hear that, guys? There's no way.
No way.
No way. They will grant sex on their terms, often in the West, when they feel like it, or as a reward for good behavior.
Crazy.
She says crazy. Additionally, Western women often stop caring for their bodies or their fashion and become overweight and stop dressing nice. And, you know, it's really sad. I guess we would say they're spoiled to some extent. On the other side, let's talk about now you guys. Okay, let's talk about us, Western men, right? Prior to me going overseas, Western men. First thing is studies show, and we had this conversation after we were dating. Studies show that healthy men in healthy relationships have sex 3.5 times per week, which was every other day. So it was kind of funny when we were just before we were getting married, we were talking about this, and we're going, I said, well, you know, honey, there was a Kensington study that showed that healthy men need sex every 3.5 times a week. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, there's a study in Russia that says they need it every other day. So there, we're going like, it's the same math. So, but the interesting thing is, I love, and you can comment on this, is I think foreign women, and this goes with now, you know, I started my dating in Latin America, and I've had, for instance, Dr. Bill Schott, psychotherapist, studied in China and told me his studies. Characteristically, across the board, you have a different perception of, you know, of men, that women are not offended with the idea of a man being horny. My turn for a drink. Go ahead, babe.
I'm speaking up. Well, it's only natural, and that's how we progress and make babies and how we evolve.
They're not offended by it. They're not rude. It's not big hocus pocus. It's like, oh my gosh, he's horny for sex. It's like, well, of course, he's a man.
Natural.
So that's why I need her here. You guys wouldn't believe me if I just said this stuff.
I know, you say stuff like that, like, man, I know that.
Western men, before they go overseas, are in a total sexual drought. And you guys know exactly what I mean by that. The common story is, once you get in a relationship, the common goes from sex every day to maybe once a week to maybe once a month to maybe never. Very, very common stories. Very common. Western men, either because of this, become either desperate and pornography becomes obsessive to them. They will become, they seem more needy around women because they're just trying to find a way to get their sexual outlet, or they just abandon the expectation all the time. You know, their groups now, they're just abandoning, you know, relationships at all because they just don't want to deal with it. And that's really sad, especially when, you know, having a healthy relationship is so available. The difference with foreign men, and I'm going to comment on what I've heard over the years, and you're going to have to tell me if this is true or not. Foreign men have little desire for committed relationship or marriage.
That's what I'm married to.
Okay. Dr. Valentina Bereshny gave me this ratio, and she was a clinical psychologist that ran a mental health facility in Odessa, Ukraine, for all of her life, her adult career. And she specialized in the international dating niche. And she said that the ratio is 8-1 in Ukraine of women who want marriage versus men who want marriage.
Makes sense. There's so many beautiful women. Why do you want to have marriage?
See that? There's too many beautiful women. Why would the guys want marriage? And I had an interview with a sailor who once said, yeah, I could have a different girlfriend every month. So that's their attitude, which is frustrating to women. So the men are often referred to in Ukraine as spoiled.
Yes. Because, we finally got a man. Oh, let me spoil you, baby. And then,
And then what?
And then those men leave to other women too. So
even Ukraine, a spoiled man is
even
like...
a spoiled man in Ukraine, I can't find another girl. And that's why, Ukrainian women, I really appreciate foreign guys because they can spoil them until they're going to leave.
Right. Guys, if you were spoiled, wouldn't you want to be more spoiled? I mean, this is defies logic to us. But I'm just telling you, they've been doing this for a long time. Now, the attitudes with foreign women now, which is you, okay? They deeply want a committed relationship, the white picket fence, the dream life, and they study techniques for how to win a man. There's even, and I have a couple of YouTube videos we found where in Russia they have pickup artist classes for women for how to catch a man. I saw them, they taught them how to walk up a stair and shake their butt, and it was really kind of interesting. I mean, seriously, it was. So one showed how to go on the street and drop a pencil and this kind of stuff and see if the guy will pick it up.
Okay. I had to watch it now.
Yeah. Okay. They hope they can convert the man they get, the foreign women, while they're overseas. They're not thinking about an international man, but they hope if they can get a local guy that they can convert him to stay faithful and be faithful.
Good luck with that.
But they hope, right?
Yeah.
They hope, of course.
Last, I guess.
But they secretly feel it's just impossible for men not to cheat. Now, the attitude differences with the foreign woman and her Western man. So now, she stays in tune with his needs first. And my wife is so good that she's always checking in with me. What do you need, babe? What do you got? And it's really cute. And, of course, it makes me want to do the same for her. And she works to find new ways to please him. And that goes across the board. She has this thing. I guess she knows that for me, one of my allergies is boredom. So she's always wanted to make life interesting. And fortunately, I married somebody who makes life interesting. And she wants him to let her know when he feels horny. Because she's like, well, babe, that's job. Why do you have a wife if I'm not here to take care of you? Comment? Like, duh.
It's everything you say, it's like, I know. And it's like, you say to me, like, did you brush your teeth today? Like, yes, I did. Why are you even talking about this?
Because they don't believe it. They don't know.
But this is normal. We are a couple to be with each other and to take care of each other. That's what we do.
She sees it as one of her primary goals as a wife. Now, the natural progression, what to expect. Now, I want to talk about this because guys ask me, well, how soon will we, get into sex in a new relationship? So let's kind of cover this. It's the important question is, you have to start off with your goal. Do you want to just have an affair or do you want to wake up every day to a stunning woman for the rest of your life? And if you're after the life ambition, then you have to consider what I've always said is pace your courtship based on your 5-year perspective. And by that, I've said, think about when you've been married to your wife for 5 years. Think about what your energy is like together, what you love about her. The fact that she's beautiful, and I don't want to say you're over that, but it no longer like makes you like the little boy with the candy where you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You're just comfortable with the fact you have a beautiful wife, okay? And so this is why I do that, because in the beginning, you're going to date women overseas, and they're all going to be very beautiful. And then you're going to, get into your regular life, and she's still beautiful, and she's always the most beautiful woman in the room. But the value you have in your 5th year is the depth of your relationship. It becomes deeper. There's so much great energy there. And what I say is on your 5th year wedding anniversary, you're getting back, you're talking about when you first met, that first week, what was that like? How did you go there to be romantic to her, to sweep her off her feet? And it's in my book. I said the same thing. It's like, look, were you there to be the knight in shining armor or the horny guy that just wanted to get in her pants? And so really paste this on the fact that this is the one you want to spend your life with. So if you play it right, you'll get it all the rest of your life. If you play it wrong, she'll be like, you know. So my advice is simply this. The women, also the women in the first week, I'm talking about the first week you meet on a quest tour. So you met, you're madly in love, but you want to maintain that romantic posture. Also, the women aren't going to be very aggressive to want to have sex their first week because they don't want you to think that they're easy. Like if they have sex with you real easy on a quest tour, what do you think is happening in your imagination when you go back home? Well, if she had sex with me that easy, now that she's alone by herself, how do I know that she's not doing something else? So the women are very clever in wanting you to know
that.
But
it's a little different too, because you're not dating. You know, when you're dating, you're having to have sex with someone and then just never see the person again. This is your picking a husband. And like you said, you want to have that first memory. So how you was holding hands together, how you, you know, was walking on the beach or something. It's much different than you were just dating. It's your perspective for your whole lifetime. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to know. It's like my husband would judge me for something if I do something wrong and his opinion is wrong. So we'll try to present ourselves as much as we can to be as lady as we can and to be, you know, just to be different than just, yeah, like you said, just jump in and have sex.
Yeah. So, and you don't want to be seen like that horny bastard. So the truth is sex actually happens seldom on the week of the quest tour, but it most often happens on the return trip when you go to see her, because then on the return trip, you've proven that this wasn't just a pleasure vacation. You were very serious and you most likely will be rewarded.
Well, it depends too. Like I would not be willing to have sex in the first week. It just depends on the person too. Like most of ladies kind of like me, it's probably not going to happen. And you have to prove them you're the right guy and you would have a serious attempt in the relationship. And then, yeah, it's between you and her. But before that, don't expect, like, to hug immediately and kiss and hold hands. She has to be comfortable with you. And when she will do, and you will do all this in your own pace.
And your own pace. But, guys, one thing the guys tell
we
me.
We actually have an opposite. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
We had the guys who said, I want to save myself to the marriage. And the lady says, no. We have those couples before.
We do. That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't say girls are like that. No, guys actually like, they want to save themselves too.
Yeah.
Which is cute. In my country, it will never happen.
Yeah. It's adorable. anyway, that's true. That's true.
Sorry, I break his brain soon.
Yeah, break my brain. I was going to say is what our couples will say is the guy will say, you know, dating is nervous, but once you find the one, all of a sudden everything becomes so simple and effortless and so easy, and you just sort of blend into each other, and you're going to find that your pacing just becomes natural. You don't have to think about it. You both know. You know, you just both know, and it's really, it's not work. It's comfortable. It's like I said, ask any of the married couples we've had. They'll say dating was nerve-wracking. Once I found her, all the nervousness went away, and we found what we're looking for. You know?
Yeah, when you're together, you just become comfortable, and you're just having a great time, and you don't try to impress each other. You just be with each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, now making an intimacy a priority in your marriage, understanding there are three categories of sex, and I equate them this way. There's fast food, dining in, and gourmet feasting. So, and it's just depending on the pacing, timing of life, but, you know, there's going to be some of all the above. There are times when you've got hours to just relax and enjoy. There are times when fast food, but you know what? She wants to take care of you, make sure you know, what's the phrase they say about the husband of Russia, the Ukrainian saying, don't let your man leave hungry or horny. You know, they don't want you to leave the house because you got to think the competitive nature in Ukraine is, you know, in fact, all three continents we go to. I mean, I heard the same story in Brazil when I first started dating, you know, Danny. She says, you know, we would do everything in the morning, take care of our man and please him and make him happy. And that was your focus because you don't want him to be in a place where he's thinking about anything else, you know, or needing anything else. So it may be that you just have fast food to take care of a need and you go about your day. Sometimes it's dining in, it's a little more nice, spend a little more time, and sometimes you just make an event out of it. And so it's okay. And so whatever that it is, you guys will naturally feel like you know, we have time, let's go, let's enjoy. And it's not a lot of work. You just find the stuff coming very naturally when you're in a healthy relationship. And then change it up to keep it fresh, you know, just part of what you do in a marriage, you know. It's cute. It's like, I don't want to rat out our stories, but it's just fun to have variety, you know, freshness, same ways. But anyway, and then your respectful responsibility to your partner's this. I wanted to talk about this. Be aware of your wife's needs because she's going to be aware of yours. She's always checking in on you. So once in a while, checking on her, you know, and you know, don't withhold yourselves from each other. This is a quote, and the quote comes from those guys. We have about a strong part of our audience that comes here that are Christians, or they're interested in Christian dating, and they're attracted overseas because women have what we call traditional values. In the scriptures, Paul writes to the young couples, he says, don't withhold yourselves from sexual relations unless you be entered into temptation. So it's actually a biblical command. You're not going to hear this preached in a sermon, but it is in the Bible that, you know, if your partner needs sex, you have to give it to them. This is a biblical command. And that goes for husbands and wives. If they need it, you know, grant it, because what else do you expect them to go get that need filled somewhere else? You know, this is your responsibility to your partner and hers to you. And my wife feels this way. And she's like, well, why do you have a wife then? Of course, this is what I'm here for. This is what I do. And let me know. You know, these kind of things. And of course, try to respond the same way. I missed it. Think ahead to new things to try for the purpose of discovering what makes her feel greatest pleasure. So you're trying to get in tune with your wife and say, you know, what makes you happy? What gives massage, whatever the case may be. You're adding things, add new techniques, add new places, add new toys, whatever it is for you. And, but just keep yourself sexually attractive as well. You know, as best you can. And that has to do with, one, in your body, carrying yourself, not only just doing the best you can with your own physical conditioning, but there's a body confidence that comes with carrying yourself as a man and feeling and having some strength to who you are in power. You know, there's something that all the women in these countries love, a man who brings power into, especially into the sexual relationship. They talk about this all the time. We had the quote was so captivating. I'll use it in this talk. I'm probably not going to mention anywhere else. We had one woman who, again, wanted sex more than the guy in their early dating stages. And she was like, I just want a guy to throw me down, you know? And so it was adorable, because most times in the West, we're not going to hear that kind of talk. But, you know, this idea, they just want a man who will take them in that kind of confidence. In your mind is bringing boldness, being a man. Not being timid and, is this okay? Is this okay? You know, be more confident. Of course, you're caring, you're sensitive. It's all about what's going to give her pleasure. And together, you're growing in this together. But there's a part of masculinity about being the man. You're the man. Be the man in your sexual relationship. My conclusions are these. Here we go. I know, right? Okay, sex in marriage with your foreign wife will be the greatest experience you've ever had. And, you know, again, I'm the leader here, so I can't say a lot of these things, but you can call and talk to some of our other married couples. Sex with your foreign wife will be liberated from baggage and hangups. You just don't have a lot of the hangups that you get with a lot of Western women with, they can't do that, I can't do this. It's like, you guys will do what you want that's comfortable for you, that's natural, and you guys will figure that out together. And again, find her first, and then you guys can have these conversations once you're in relationship at that appropriate stage and timing in your relationship. And then if you follow our coaching, you're going to found a spouse who matches your efforts in all areas of your life. You pour romance into her, she's going to pour romance into you. It's cute and it's fun. And your sense of desperation is going to be replaced with abundance. Think about it, guys. You know, after 10 years, when you realize you're matching that schedule for a healthy relationship and then some, you don't have this desperation feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to get some. It's like, I have my source and we're comfortable with each other. And you don't have that sense of desperation. It's gone. You have a sense of abundance. Your needs are cared for. You're finally found a place where your needs are cared for. in a comfortable, healthy way. And you'll experience an exhilarating joy and sexual pleasure that's free, brings you deeper into connection with each other. And that's all I had to say about that. So how did I do?
Good.
Good. I did good.
I'm moving up to many words.
We're going to do those, go into a time of question and answer, so you guys can ask Anna and get her opinion on things. Obviously, I'm going to ask you to be respectful to her. She's my wife and all the rest of that. I hope you enjoyed, you know, having some candid conversations and understanding that, you know, the reason you guys go overseas to a different culture is to get a different experience and a different outcome. And I'm saying, you know, what's in your heart, I think you're going to find it's there.
Well, you know, when you get in a wife from overseas, you have to understand she will be every single day you ask her to be to, but also you have to be a same man for her too. Every single day she wants to, you to be for her. Mm-hmm. You know, it just cannot be, like my husband says, only one way. It only can be two ways, and you have to be always respectful of her. She is a real man, then you'll never have any kind of issues.
Have you noticed some? Do you want to describe those?
No.
No. It's icky.